Edgar Meyer's Bible Storybook, The 12 Spies, Numbers chapter 13 through 14. When the Israelites came to the wilderness of Paran, they were very close to the land of God had promised them. One more march would take them across the borders into the beautiful country. And the Lord told Moses, "Send 12 men into the land of Canaan to spy out the land." Moses chose 12 good men and told them, "Cross over the plain and go up into the hills. See what the land is like. See what kind of people live there, whether they are weak or strong, few or many. Find out whether the land is good or bad, whether there is wood on it. Notice what kind of cities they have, whether they live in tents or strongholds. Bring back fruit from the land. The first grapes should be ripe now. Finally, go with good courage." For 40 days, the spies went here and there through the promised land. They saw strong cities and small towns. They saw fields of grain and large vineyards of grapes. The land was beautiful and full of all kinds of food. In this land, they would not become hungry for meat, fruit, or vegetables. When the spies returned to Israelite camp, they brought samples of the fruit that grew in Canaan. Two men carried one large cluster of grapes on a pole between them. Never before had the people seen such wonderful fruit. Then 10 of the spies told about Canaan. "It is a rich land. We brought you some of the fruit that grows there. But the people live in great walled cities." And the Israelites talked to one another about the report. Finally, Caleb, another spy, quieted the people and told them, "Let us go at once and take the land, for we are well able to overcome it." But the 10 spies didn't agree. They said, "We cannot go into the land, for the people are stronger than we." The people were frightened when the spies said, "The men of the land are so big, they make us look like grasshoppers." The people were so disappointed that they cried all night. When morning came, they complained against Moses and Aaron. "We wish we would have stayed in Egypt. We wish we would have died back in the wilderness rather than be killed by giants of Canaan. Why has God brought us out here to die? Our wives and our children will be taken prisoners." The people even planned to choose a new captain to go back to Egypt. When Moses and Aaron heard about the plan, they fell on their faces and begged the people to obey God. How could these people doubt God's great power after he had brought them out of Egypt, led them through the Red Sea on dry land, given them water from a solid rock, rained food from heaven, and protected them from their enemies? Caleb and Joshua, the two spies that had faith in God, tore their clothes because the people did not trust God to give them Canaan. They pleaded with the people, "The land we searched is wonderful land. The Lord promised it to us. Do not turn back or be afraid. The Lord is with us. Let us go forward." The people would not listen to Caleb and Joshua. Instead, they wanted to kill the two faithful spies. But as the people looked for stones to throw at Caleb and Joshua, they saw the glory of the Lord come down upon the tabernacle. The Lord said to Moses, "How long will these people provoke me? How long will it be before they have faith in me?" The Lord was so angry with the children of Israel that he thought he could not put up with them any longer. Moses prayed for his people. He reminded the Lord, "If our people die here in the wilderness, the Egyptians will say, 'You were not able to take the Israelites to Canaan.'" And Moses pleaded, "Pardon, I beg you, the son of the people, according to your great mercy, even as you have forgiven them from the day they left Egypt until now." For Moses' sake, God forgave the Israelites, but he refused to let them change their minds and enter Canaan now. God said, All of you who are 20 years old and older will never live in Canaan because you had complained against me. To punish them, God commanded them to turn back to the wilderness and camp until every person who had complained was dead. How sorry the people were when Moses told them this. The next morning, they got up very early, for they had big plans. They said, "We will go forward, as the Lord had first commanded us." And their men, who had been trained for battle, hurried out of the camp to fight the men of Canaan. Moses called after them, "Don't go! God isn't with you! You will be defeated because you have turned away from the Lord." The men rushed on, paying no attention to Moses' warning. The battle didn't last long, for the men of Canaan drove the invaders out of the land.